This week, both U.S. Senators for Alaska are returning to the 49th state to speak directly to constituents. On Monday afternoon, I spoke with Senator Mark Begich about a number of issues that impact the Upper Valley, as well as the upcoming midterm election. First, Senator Begich discussed flood insurance. The issue has gained national attention after Hurricane Katrina, Superstorm Sandy, and other recent flooding events. In Alaska, floods in the Mat-Su, Galena, and the Kenai Peninsula have brought the issue closer to home. Last week, the Senate approved a bill that would limit flood insurance premium increases in areas newly classified as flood zones. A previous bill that did not get voted on would have stopped the rate increases for 4 years. Senator Begich supported both measures.
Well, I think it's good for the homeowners in a lot of ways. First off, it delays the increases, in other words, it puts a limit on premium increases versus just 100% carried by the homeowners, which is one of the threats that some people wanted in Congress. So it does create some limits and some caps. Second, the affordability study was important long-term just to understand what this all means. And at the end of the day, the goal is not to have insurance rates so high that people can't afford to pay them and live in their homes.
Also last week, Senator Begich's office claimed to have scored a victory in the name of small air carriers against the IRS. The issue has been brewing for years as the IRS has been inconsistent in how it collects a special excise tax levied on air passengers in Alaska. Some small flight seeing and charter services were levied tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, fines, and interest. The statement from Senator Begich's office last Friday claims the IRS caved on the issue. Over the last few days, however, it's become less clear exactly how far the IRS will be backing off. Senator Begich says he realizes there's still a long way to go on the issue.
Well, I think it's a good first step. It really clearly says that they recognize there are some issues with how they have been taxing individuals who are doing one-day sightseeing activities or fly fishing or hiking, those types of activities.
In response to questions submitted by listeners, Senator Begich also discussed the state legislation that would allow public funding of private schools, the state's sexual assault epidemic, and what he believes are the biggest issues facing Alaska. The conversation ended with discussion of the upcoming election. Senator Begich is one of a handful of Democratic senators running for re-election in what are generally considered Republican-leaning states. Following the primary in August, he will face the winner of a three-way race between Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, former DNR Commissioner Dan Sullivan, and Joe Miller. A major point of criticism from Senator Begich's would-be successors is the claim that he votes with the Democratic majority up to 97% of the time. Senator Begich says that data is cherry-picked and that he considers himself as consistently supporting Alaskan issues.
They will say whatever they need to say because they know that President Obama is not popular in the state, so they want to tie everything possible me to him. But the fact is, you know, I've had to argue and fight for oil and gas development in the Arctic against the Obama administration. I didn't support the president on Syria when he wanted to go into Syria. I didn't support the administration on their gun restriction laws. I can go through the list of things that I've disagreed with this administration on, especially when it affects Alaska.
You can find the rest of the interview with Senator Mark Begich at ktna.org. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.